The ancient past can reveal similarities to the polarized themes of today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Haddis, Board of Governors Professor of English at Rutgers University, examines what we can learn from thousands of years ago.
The insights of a historian who lived nearly 2,500 years ago can provide perspective on our current politically fraught times. Writing about the long war between his native Athens and Sparta, Thucydides, 460 to 400 before the Common Era, provides a granular description of chaotic factionalism in one city-state. Then he stands back and offers a coolly objective assessment of the larger societal havoc created by civil strife. Two of Thucydides' thoughts about the damage done to democracy by factionalism are unsettlingly relevant today. First is the way people shift values, norms, and even language to suit their political agendas. Thucydides writes, "To fit in with the changes of events, words had to change their meanings. What used to be described as a thoughtless act of aggression was now regarded as the courage one would expect to find in a party member. Ability to understand a question from all sides meant that one was totally unfit for action." Second, noting the extreme polarization, which is as striking today as it was in his time, Thucydides writes, "Society had become divided into two hostile camps, and each side viewed the other with suspicion. No guarantee could be given that would be trusted. So instead of being able to feel confident in others, they devoted their energies to providing against being injured themselves." These luminous insights, however bleak, help us to rise above the noise of the 24-hour news cycle. Thucydides thought that human nature being what it is, his insights would prove helpful when, as he predicted would inevitably happen, such events played out again in the future. He wasn't wrong.
That was Rachel Haddis of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.